With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden's about to ask Congress for a huge chunk of money, thought to be in the neighborhood of $100 billion. It would be for Israel and Ukraine, the Indo-Pacific region, humanitarian aid, and the border.
The president told the nation in an Oval Office speech last night that he'll be sending an urgent funding request to Congress.
To fund America's national security needs, to support our critical partners, including Israel and Ukraine.
The proposal, which Mr. Biden called a smart investment, will be unveiled later today. Officials indicate the request will be for tens of billions of dollars. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ohio GOP Congressman Jim Jordan, who has so far failed to win the votes needed to become Speaker of the House, isn't giving up his quest.
Opposition to Jordan seems to be growing, and or at least he doesn't seem to be gaining momentum the longer that this drags out. Still, he's at this stage determined to stay in the race.
Correspondent Kevin Fracking says Jordan expected to hold a Capitol Hill news conference later this morning. Nothing yet on a possible motive or suspects in the fatal shooting of a Maryland Circuit Court judge. 52-year-old Judge Andrew Wilkinson found in the driveway of his Hagerstown, Maryland home around 8 last night. He died at the hospital. The Army private who fled across the DMZ to North Korea was later returned to the U.S. by the North, faces desertion and child pornography charges. That's according to the AP, which says it has seen the charging documents. We are watching crude oil prices on the rise as the Israel-Hamas war heats up. We rely on foreign sources for our energy needs. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures down 99 points. This is SRN News. Christians in Chad are being watchful.
The Central African nation is about half Muslim, half Christian, and the two communities have been coexisting peacefully for a long time. But one pastor tells Aid to the Church in Need that a number of young Muslims are being trained as imams in neighboring Sudan and are coming home to Chad preaching radicalism and violence. Chad is sandwiched between other nations where Muslim terrorism is running rampant. There are fears it will cross the border. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A court in Amsterdam has sentenced a Polish-Canadian national to 2 months in prison for projecting a message alluding to an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory onto the Anne Frank House Museum. Robert Wilson was charged with using a laser projector in the February incident. Prosecutors say Wilson was a prominent member of the neo-Nazi Goyim Defense League. He is already facing charges of assault and shouting homophobic slurs at a neighbor while he was living in the United States. This is SRN News. What kind of winter will it be? Well, the experts are out with their best guess.
Federal forecasters are predicting the north to get warmer than normal and the south wetter and stormier. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Thursday winter outlook predicts a strong El Nino will heavily moderate and change the storm tracks of what America is likely to face from December to February. Most of the country is predicted to be warmer than normal, with that warmth stretching north from Tennessee, Missouri, Nebraska, and Nevada, along with nearly all of California. Keith Peters reporting.
Cost of borrowing for a home is surging again this week, keeping the average long-term mortgage rate at its highest level since December of 2000. The average rate on the benchmark 30-year home loan rose to 7.63%, up from 7.57 last week. A year ago, the rate averaged 6.94%. More details at srnnews.com.